Fair criticism or anti-Semitism? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. This week, Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat of Minnesota, posted a tweet implying that a pro-Israel group was buying off politicians. Well, not only was she scolded by her own party, she was accused of anti-Semitism. And yet, you can open the Jerusalem Post and find opinions far more critical than anything Representative Omar said. So I called Michael Friedson, who runs the media line in Jerusalem, to find out where the line is.
As a matter of fact, I frequently have conversations with Israelis who love to debate and love to trash the government. Mm-hmm. And the kind of conversations I hear or even that I'm privy to would clearly be considered anti-Semitic if it was somebody from outside the community in another country saying the same thing.
So it's like white people can't say the N-word.
It's exactly the analogy I was thinking of.
Except in the current climate, he told me, even Jews can find themselves labeled anti-Semitic.
There's a lot of internal criticism of Jews who are very actively and vocally anti-Israel, and they're very often called self-hating Jews.
So the line turns out to be blurry.
If this sounds confusing, it's only because it's confusing.
Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.